Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello, 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 and welcome to yet one more Morning Mindset podcast. Yes, indeed. Oh, man, according to my show notes, this is episode number 248. So we're creeping up on the 250 mark. That's pretty good, don't you think? Pretty good for a guy who just decided to turn on a microphone and start talking. I've got something to talk about today. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other night, and we were talking about our careers and where we've been, career-wise, and people that we've had to deal with, people that have helped us tremendously. And then every once in a while, the subject comes up. It's not people who tried to help you, but people who tried to hinder you or harm you or do harm to you. And the neat thing about the small group that I am involved in, I'm a writer a radio host, and so it's kind of a small little group of people. A lot of us know the same people, the same publishers and producers and editors and so forth. And we got to talking about this one editor in particular, and how he had, well, not done us right. And well, the words and the phrasing that I used when I was talking to my friend, I said, well, you know what? Success is the greatest revenge. Yes, indeed. At some point in your life, now, I guess I should give you a caveat or an asterisk here. This isn't going to apply to everyone, because this next statement will only apply to you if you go out and genuinely try to succeed and achieve. If you never try to achieve anything, if you stay in the shadows, if you live your life in the shadows constantly, then you probably don't have to worry about this. But for those of you who are trying to improve yourself and trying to achieve and trying to better yourself in some way, eventually you're going to run into a person, maybe on, you know, several different occasions, but someone who will either A, try and convince you that you should not try harder, you should not achieve, you should not put forth the effort, you're not smart enough, you're not strong enough, you're not intelligent enough, I know intelligent, smart, you're not motivated enough, you don't have the talent, you shouldn't even try. Don't waste your time, you can't do it. And then there are others who are even more sinister, who will actually see you as a threat, and so they will try and diminish you in the eyes of others. They will try and tear you down. They will tell lies about you. And this has happened to me, as I have, attempted to move throughout my career and improve my own position and succeed and so forth. There have been those who either said, you can't do it, you shouldn't even try, don't waste your time. And then there have been others, not a lot, but a few, who have deliberately tried to sabotage me. Now, when this happens to you, and if it does happen to you, and I'm sure maybe it has in the past, you have a choice. Now, the natural human reaction is to be angry with that person and to focus all your energy on getting back at that person. But if you do that, if you focus all of your energy getting, if you're mad at that person and you focus your energy trying to get back at them, then what you're not doing is you're not focusing on you. and you're not focusing on your career or your job or the task at hand. If you're focusing all of your time trying to get even with someone, then you're not focusing on improving yourself. You can do that, and that's what a lot of people do, because, you know, when someone does you wrong, you know, when someone tries to sabotage you, if someone, you find out someone has been telling lies about you or spreading rumors about you or trying to tank your career or your whatever it is you're trying to do, the natural human reaction is to be angry and to try and get back at them. But if you do that, then you're not focusing on you. Now, the other option is to put all of your time and effort and strength and energy into improving your own position, whether it's through education, through training, through getting more experience, through going out and meeting other people, whatever you need to do to succeed, working harder, longer, you know, like I said, getting more education, more training, more experience, reading, writing, what have you. In the end, success is actually the greatest revenge. Because despite what that person may have said about you, despite the lies and the slander and the sabotage that went on behind the scenes, the fact of the matter is, if you succeed in spite of them, it's throwing salt on their wounds. It's like throwing salt in their eyes, and there's nothing that they can do about it. Because you have achieved. And that is what I would suggest to you. If you find yourself, you may be in a position right now, you're like, yeah, that dirty so-and-so, I was trying to get a promotion, and I got passed over promotion, then I found out it was because somebody lied. Someone slandered me, someone libeled me. Okay, you can get angry, and you can focus all of your energy on that, or you can focus your energy on improving your own position and succeeding in spite of that person. Because that person, obviously, they're not trying to do that. If someone is trying to elevate their own position by tearing you down, and unfortunately, a lot of people will do that. There's a syndrome out there where people try and elevate themselves by tearing other people down. That if they're doing that, they're not focusing on achieving. They're not focusing on improvement. They're not focusing on success. They're focusing on the short term. They're focusing on the easy. You need to be better than that. Focus on success, because in the end, success is, you know, we've spoken previously about bands. In my life, I love music, and I pay attention to bands. And when I was younger, I used to read, you know, the music magazines and music-related books and what have you. And there were some vicious critics out there, just vicious critics that essentially just attacked these musicians, attacked these bands, and without actually using those words, told them that they should just go home and quit. They're terrible. They shouldn't even try. They're the worst thing to ever come, you know, down the pike. And then here, years later, those critics are gone. No one cares about those critics, but those bands are considered, you know, classic. They're considered, you know, musicians and bands that you should emulate. And there's actually several. But you have a choice to make. You can either focus on revenge, or you can allow the revenge to just be itself. Success is the greatest revenge. Success is absolutely the greatest revenge. You only have so much time. You only have so much energy to invest in your daily life. You can either invest your time in being constantly angry and trying to seek revenge, or you can invest your time and your energy in self-improvement. I would suggest that you focus on the latter. I have no idea what's going on in your life, but I can tell you, if you're trying to achieve, if you're trying to grow as a person, if you're trying to improve in your career, you're eventually going to run into these people, and they're going to try and sabotage you. And this, my My suggestion to you is to build strong relationships with people and to focus on your own success. Because in the end, at the end of the day, success is absolutely the greatest revenge against that person who was trying to tear you down. So focus on your own success. Focus on achievement. And you'll be far better off for it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what time is it? It's time for you to go to work, or it's time for you to get out of your pajamas and put real clothes on and pretend like you're working. Do something. Get up, get dressed, put some clothes on. go hang your robe up and comb your hair and shave. I know it's a weird time that we're living in. I am your host, Paul Markle. Thank you for supporting the Morning Mindset podcast and sharing it. I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.